At 8:40 here on The Ticket, let's call Ed Carter's sports hotline. We like to do this from time to time. He's one of the few that still does one of these old-fashioned sports hotlines where you dial in. He's based somewhere in deep East Texas.
with your sports break for April the 2nd, year of our Lord, 2015, I'm Ed Carter. In political news, I'm so tired of the prissy libs getting all up in arms about what's going on in the Hoosier State. Attention, people, that Indiana law is about defending freedom of religion, not kicking some rainbow spandex dude out of your business right after he comes prancing through the door of your burger shack tossing out info cards on how to be a power bottom.
What the heck?
When are libs going to understand we ain't discriminating against those fine fellow Americans who think their own sewers are pleasure chambers?
God, man.
We're defending the Bible. Now, let me be clear. This Indiana law ain't a bad thing. In fact, I think it's the greatest thing since Jesus rolled the rock away and mowed down the centurions with his AK-47. And you better believe me, if I owned a chow hut in Indiana today, and I'm a true God-fearing American like I am, and you come prancing your candy ass right in the doors looking like an Elton John parade waiting to happen, you're going to be shown the end of my shotgun 410 Mossberg.
Jeez whiz. It's violent. Ugly.
In wheelchair curling news. In the NFL.
Ale?
I, for one, am glad that they're restructuring old Tony Romo's so-called contract.
Why is it so-called?
I just wish they would have restructured it so that he wouldn't see a dime of the rest of his deal until he wins a Super Bowl.
Man, that's a tough contract.
I want the Cowboys to restructure Tony Romo's contract about as radically as Bruce Jenner's restructuring his junk. Hey, Tony, how about before you get paid $20 million a year, you actually win something for the fans?
Yeah.
And I hope Cowboy fans realize that old Tony, so-called Tony, is signed through 2019, the very year he turns 53.
Not quite.
It doesn't match up like that.
In senior female land yachting news.
Land? He won't get to it.
In personal appearance news, attention people of the Metroplex.
Papal?
If you're a fan of this old sports break done by Ed Carter, I want to announce that I will be in town soon. I'm dragging my camper to the Texas Motor Speedway to camp out with my good friend and possible son, Rich Phillips. It's going to be a weekend of fun, racing, Milwaukee's best, lizard lots, and double teaming. In short, America. Rich, I'm coming for you. Ed Carter. Ow.
Okay. Wow. Well, I guess we can't call next week. It's going to be out the Texas Motor Speedway. There he is. The opinions are his own. The Ed Carter Sports Hotline.